everyone, and welcome to the Roadmap from Auto Finance News since 1996, the nation's leading newsletter on automotive lending and leasing. It is Monday, April 15th, and I'm Amanda Harris, joined by Joey Pizzolatto. This is our weekly wrap on what happened in auto finance for the week ending April 12th, 2024. In economic news, the Core Consumer Price Index, which excludes food and energy costs and serves as an indicator of underlying inflation, inched up 0.4% from February, 3.8% year over year. Federal officials still are looking for more evidence that price pressures are cooling before lowering borrowing costs. In automotive news, Tesla plans to cut 10% of its global workforce in an effort to reduce costs amid lower than expected deliveries and the first quarterly decline in deliveries in 4 years. The move would amount to about 14,000 employees if the cuts are applied company-wide, according to Bloomberg News, which cited Elon Musk wrote to staff. In electric vehicle news, the share of leased EVs more than doubled year over year, reaching about 27% in Q1, largely due to commercial and leased vehicles not facing the same limitations when it comes to applying the federal tax credit. Sales of EVs slowed in the quarter, declining 15% sequentially and ticking up just 2.6% year over year to about 270,000 units. This follows a 46% year over year jump in Q1 2023. And Power Sports News, Synchrony Financial is now providing promotional financing for Canadian Power Sports manufacturer BRP. Synchrony has a similar direct relationship with several other brands, including Polaris and Kawasaki. BRP also extended its financing arrangement with Sheffield Financial, a division of Truist Bank. And Auto Finance reported Q1 earnings and saw originations down 5.3% year over year to $1.8 billion. The captive also reduced its allowance for credit loss to a coverage ratio of 2.78% of the portfolio. CarMax Auto Finance's penetration rate also dipped, landing at 42.3% of the 172,000 used cars the retailer sold, down from 44.7% a year prior. Banks also kicked off first quarter earnings last week, and Joey has the details there. So, Joey?
Yeah, Chase Auto and Wells Fargo were the first auto lenders to report Q1 earnings last week and posted some pretty lackluster numbers despite strong vehicle sales in the quarter. Chase Auto originations totaled $8.9 billion, down 10% quarter over quarter. Earnings rose 1% quarter over quarter and 9% year over year to $87.7 billion. Auto loan originations landed at $4.1 billion, down about 18% year over year, but up 24% on a linked quarter basis. Auto outstandings dropped for the eighth consecutive quarter, falling 3% quarter over quarter and 12% year over year to $46.2 billion. Nothing surprising on the credit performance front. We saw some seasonal curing between Q4 and Q1 on delinquencies and net charge-offs. And a slight uptick in both those metrics on a year-over-year basis. Much like CarMax Auto Finance, ACL coverage was reduced for both banks. At Chase Auto, 30-plus day delinquencies ticked down 16 basis points quarter-over-quarter, but increased 13 basis points year-over-year to 1.03%. Net charge-offs landed at 0.62, 3 basis points sequentially, and up 21 basis points year over year, and their ACL coverage ticked down to 0.83% of the portfolio. That's compared with 0.85% in Q4 2023 and 0.89% in Q1 2023. At Wells Fargo, 30-plus day delinquencies landed at 2.36%, down 44 basis points quarter over quarter, but up 11 basis points year over year. Net charge-offs, similar story, 0.96%, down 10 basis points quarter over quarter, up 3 basis points year over year. Allowance for credit losses was 1.93% of the portfolio, down 25 basis points quarter over quarter and 82 basis points year over year. More earnings coming this week. We've got Ally Financial, Bank of America, PNC, Citizens, US Bank, and Fifth Third all reporting this week, so be on the lookout for those.
Definitely. Yep. And we'll point out some trends and all that to come just on what happens this quarter. So definitely stay tuned for that and other updates on our industry. But that will do it for today's episode. Thanks for joining us on the Roadmap. And be sure to follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we will see you online at AutoFinanceNews.net and here next time.